Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1756, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. Again, you send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out last week's Q&A episode. That's where I talk more about that. But for now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short so we can hear today's question and optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Allison writes, "When beginning a weight training program, do you recommend loading up on carbs pre and post workout or working out in a fasted state? I've heard variations on this and wanted to know what your thoughts were." Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Allison. Don't you just love it when, after spending precious, hard-earned hours trying to find an answer from a reputable source, and you simply can't get a straight answer? Well, that's what I'm here for. So again, thank you for asking. I'll start by talking about what fasting really means, or what being in a fasted state is actually referring to. Being in a fasted state simply means you haven't consumed any foods or drinks containing any significant calories for a while. Now, how long is a while? And what about resistance training while in a fasted state? I've talked about fasting before doing aerobic or cardiovascular activity, and how researchers found that by not eating before you perform aerobic activity like running or jogging, cycling, swimming, etc., your body is forced to burn fat as its major source of energy. Now, does that happen with resistance training too? Well, again, I have to first talk about how fasting is defined. The definition of fasting kind of depends on who you ask and the situation involved. For example, before you go in for routine blood tests, like getting your cholesterol and blood sugar levels checked, your doctor may recommend that you fast for at least 8 hours before going to the lab and having your blood drawn. Let's use another example. Say you're going to go in for a body composition analysis with one of those BOD pod machines, which basically tells you how much fat versus muscle you're carrying on your body. They may tell you to fast for 4 hours beforehand instead of 8. Then in other cases, fasting may last days and even weeks. Most of the studies on fasting and exercise address fasting for anywhere from 8 to 12 hours. This is sometimes called the overnight fast, since some of us lucky enough to get this many hours of continuous sleep technically won't be eating or drinking during these hours. So fasting for 8 to 12 hours is usually what folks are talking about within this context. Now, why would resistance training on an empty stomach or in a fasted state be a good thing potentially? Well, when it comes to resistance training or training with weights, the results are actually mixed. This means that researchers found that being in a fasted state may help increase muscle size and strength, but others found it didn't help, or that it actually reduced muscle gains. What we know is that muscle development is actually regulated on an hour-by-hour schedule, and much of this is dependent on meal timing and what the meal consisted of. In fact, the American College of Sports Medicine stance is that it's not a good idea to fast before resistance training. They state that fasting before resistance training can lead to more protein losses. In turn, this can prevent muscle building and muscle repair after a workout. In fact, Resistance training after having consumed a balanced meal or at least a snack may help increase muscle mass, muscle strength, and may reduce body fat. It can also help with muscle recovery after the workout. But even more helpful is consuming food after the workout. So if I had to rank which was more important, definitely consuming food after the workout would probably rank higher than before, but it turns out eating beforehand is still beneficial. In fact, according to the American College of Sports Medicine, consuming food after exercise may trigger muscle growth for up to 3 hours after the workout. Consuming some carbohydrate and protein within 1 hour of finishing our resistance training workout may be the most helpful. Now, whenever I talk about fasting before any kind of exercise, I have to mention some disclaimers. There are times when, by fasting before a workout, someone would place themselves in some danger. For example, I wouldn't recommend fasting before a workout for pregnant women or those with diabetes, or children and adolescents, or the elderly for that matter. In fact, I would be cautious before recommending anyone try this. Having low blood sugar is actually far more dangerous in the short term than having high blood sugar. Again, this is because if the brain doesn't get enough fuel in the form of food, fainting and even falling into a coma can occur. Likely, even before fainting occurs though, the person may feel weak, nauseated, may have difficulty speaking clearly, may begin suffering from cold sweats, and on, and that's just going to negatively impact the workout anyways. So the bottom line is this. When it comes to resistance training specifically, it seems that a regular and consistent supply of nutrients may help our muscles grow and recover more quickly. This means it is probably most helpful to work out after having consumed a balanced meal or snack. Now, it doesn't mean you want to work out immediately after having a meal or snack, because that might make you feel sick to your stomach. But it does mean consuming some food before and after a workout. Ideally, some carbohydrate and some protein seems to be the best option. Why not just straight protein? Well, that's because carbohydrates help the body absorb protein more efficiently. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your question, Allison. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, remember, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice on the show, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message to make sure you like it. If you don't like it, you can do a retake before sending it in. In fact, you can do as many retakes as you want. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send me your questions. Answering them is one of my favorite parts of the show. And of course, thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, but I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.